This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ, I'm very excited to have our next guest on with the Seahawks starting off their season this Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. It's great to talk to a man who was part of the Super Bowl championship Seahawks team. Please welcome to the show, Cliff Averill.
Hey, Cliff, welcome.
Hey.
Cliff, are you
ready? Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Are you wearing your Super Bowl ring? I would be wearing it all the time.
You know what? I haven't worn that thing in probably a year and some change. I only wear it to like fundraising events and community stuff. I don't really wear it just hanging around the house.
I would.
That's the difference between you and Steve, Cliff. Steve would be showing that to everybody, going, look, I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but I won a Super Bowl, pal.
Dude, there's a real fun sitcom called Be Positive, and it's like about a guy who's on dialysis, but it's like actually a super fun show. But one of the guys that's in like the dialysis room with him is the character's a former Seahawk player, and he's always wearing a Super Bowl ring, and I'm like, that's my man right there.
It's too big and bulky, man. It probably end up getting in the way more so than anything. But yeah, I understand some guys, they definitely want to wear it every day.
And of course, you said you wear it at certain events, and I know that the Dining to Make a Difference, his 8th annual, is coming up at Dockside at Duke. So it's Monday, September 20th, and lots of Seahawks show up, and as they say, hang up their cleats, put on an apron. So as you're serving people, are you going to be rocking the ring?
Yes. I'll try to remember. I've actually forgotten the last 2 years to bring it. But, Dining to Make a Difference. It's our eighth annual Dining to Make a Difference celebrity. And I'm doing air quotes right now because all these guys are just my friends. But celebrity waiters for the evening. And they come out and, you know, they're serving. They're mingling. They're having fun with everyone that's there. And it's all for a great cause. It all goes towards my foundation, the Cliff Averill Family Foundation, which does a lot of work in the community, and in particular JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and also the education system in Haiti as well. So it's a fun event, and please, any and everybody that wants to come check it out, all your favorite guys will be there, you know, current and
whoops. Uh-oh. Hello. Oh, Cliff, did we lose you? Oh, see that, Steve, all that talk about the ring.
Well, if he's wearing his ring, it works as a good antenna.
Yeah, you might have to have that. He's back.
Oh, my goodness. I apologize about that. But no, yes, go check out CliffAverillFamilyFoundation.org to more on.
We're losing him again.
I'm telling you, put the Super Bowl ring on. It's going to make the phone work.
That makes it a lot better if the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right, the antenna. And like Cliff said, it's the Cliff Averill Family Foundation.org. That's where you can go and get more information on the 8th annual Dining to Make a Difference, Monday, September 20th at the Dockside at Duke's. Three-course dinner, which, you know, where you had me at three-course dinner.
No, I'm curious. Yeah, what kind of courses?
Yeah, and oh.
BJ would just be like, can I have three courses of dessert?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dockside at Duke's, I bet you're going to get some good, I'm looking for some good chowder, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red's trying to get him back on because we lost Cliff for a second.
Well, you know what, though? I think it was the ring talk. I really do.
Maybe. I think we got him.
He knows we were coveting his ring and saying, listen, we want it and we want to wear it. Is that Cliff? We got him back?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened there, but yes, I am back. Let's talk some football. What's going on?
Well, there we go. Yeah. Yes. Well, and we did. And while you were gone, we told everybody about the Cliff Avril Family Foundation.org. And of course, we also let them know about the Dining to Make a Difference 3-course meal. So yeah, we did talk about that. And I suppose, yeah, Cliff, I mean, I guess the season, you know, it started last night. I suppose it starts Sunday for the Hawks. Why not talk a little football? And, you know, as a fan and a person who really doesn't know a lot about football, except, you know, I think I do, we're just not sure what to make of this season. New offensive coordinator, some new faces, some old faces. And we have a lot of expectations because, well, we've been spoiled by, you know, just the great performances of the Hawks. It's always good to turn to a guy like you and say, so how are you feeling about this season?
I'm excited on multiple fronts. You know, it's a lot of new faces, whether you're talking about coaches or players. But I'm excited because the two guys that you need to be stellar players are you know, Hall of Fame type guys. And I'm talking about Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner. They're leading the charge. So I'm excited to see those guys lead. You know, when I was with those guys, and now I think about it, you know, I was the old head, I guess, in a sense. I was the older guy in the locker room, and they were young. But to see how well they've played over the years, how they've led over the years, it's only right that I think these guys are going to lead these guys to be able to win games and hopefully make a run in the playoffs.
You know, it is true, Cliff. You know, when you were there with them, they were the kids, and it's so important to have a mature presence. You know, I don't know if anybody wants to be called an old man, but in football, an old man is a guy is in his 30s, really. But it is so important, isn't it, to have somebody like that in the locker room, which now, like, they've transformed and become themselves.
No doubt. I mean, you know, they have real experience. You know, they've won Super Bowls, they've lost Super Bowls, they've been to Pro Bowls, they're all pros. They're all these different things, so they know what that looks like. But not only that, though, the young men that are coming in behind them have been looking up to them since they were in high school, right? So these guys are going to listen to them. They're going to, hey, man, what is Bobby doing today? Like, I need to pay attention to how he goes about and prepares for games so I can hopefully one day be that guy, right? So their word and what they say is going to go a long way in that locker room. So I think their experience, obviously the playing, the leadership that they have, I think that's going to take this team a long way.
Cliff, earlier this morning we were talking with Big Walt, Walter Jones, and we asked him what player is he most, besides Ross, what player is he got his eye on, like most excited to see what he does this season? He said DK Metcalf. I was wondering, for you, what player gets you most excited this season to watch?
Well, Big Walt took the easiest one. Everybody's excited to see what DK does. But no, I'm gonna go deep into the bench. I'm gonna talk about, you know, a fellow D lineman. Yeah. I'm excited to see Puna Ford. You know, the big fella in the middle. You know, those guys in the middle don't necessarily get that much love. But me working with him over this offseason, I've been working with him the last few years, but more so than anything, he gets to be the leader now. He's the voice in that locker room, and he's so explosive. I think he's primed for a breakout season of getting, you know, 6, 7, 8, maybe even 8 sacks in the middle, and it's going to be time to pay him even more money, you know what I mean? So I think I'm looking forward to seeing what Puna does out there.
I'm glad to hear that. If somebody's going to be playing that well to get more money, that's a great season.
It better be.
Yeah.
Cliff, that's cool hearing you, like, you're working with the current players. Well, after you retired, what was it about Seattle that made you want to still stay in Seattle and still be a part of the Seattle community?
You know, there's a lot of things. You know, I think the sense of community in itself, right? You know, you've built a fan base here. You've built some name recognition, I guess, in a sense. And also the Seahawks. And it's like, not all organizations are like the Seahawks, where they embrace all their, they call us legends, guys that retire. They embrace all their legends to be around and mentor the guys behind them and just opportunities to grow from a business perspective. You know, there's just a lot of opportunities here, and it only made sense for myself and also my family, my kids. The education system here, is elite, you know, in comparison to where we were back at home. So, you know, just a lot of different things played a big role, but more so than anything, I would say it's the Seahawks and the way the organization is ran and how they embrace all the older guys once they're done and help them with the transition.
Boy, that really, you know, we take stuff for granted. You know, we keep hearing from players who just want to come here because of just how Seattle just does what they do in the football business. I just would have thought any organization would love to do what Seattle does with the former players. I really am surprised to hear that not everybody does that, and we're one of the few.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Might be the only. No, I wouldn't say the only, but no, it's definitely, I mean, I understand it from a business perspective. If you think about it, you know, there's so much turnover every year. There's so many guys coming in and out your door. So it's kind of hard to keep up with everybody, right? It's kind of hard to just keep an eye on everybody that's coming through your door. But the Seahawks, I will say, at least in my situation, I can't speak for everybody else, but for the most part, I think it's valid for most of the guys. Is they have an open door policy where you can come in. Hey, I'm looking to transition into radio. I'm looking to transition to whatever it may be, and they'll try to help you and guide you into those different professions. And it definitely helped me out tremendously. Just being able to go to, well, prior to COVID, being able to go to the locker room and being around the fellas and being able to joke around and, you know, get some of the game back. All those things help us as athletes that have been doing it for so long. It helps us be able to, you know, transition into the real world and kind of get out of that locker room mindset, but still be able to get that touch and that feel when you need to of getting in there.
We're talking to former Super Bowl champion. Well, he's always going to be a Super Bowl champion for your Hawks, Cliff Avril. And Cliff, so you're liking the way the season goes. We asked Walt if there were other teams that really he was looking at that, okay, is who are going to be the surprises? Nobody thought. I don't think anybody gave Tampa Bay a shot to go to the bowl. Anybody in our conference and outside our conference that you got your eye on outside of the Hawks?
You know, what's interesting is our division is so unreal. It's probably been one of the top divisions over the last decade, for sure. As far as you talk about the Rams, you talk about Arizona, you talk about LA. I mean, our division is just always stacked. I mean, I think all four teams, if it's possible, could possibly go to the playoffs. Like, mm-hmm. That's how stacked the division is. So whoever comes out of this division, I think, has a running chance in being able to make a run in the playoffs and going to the Super Bowl. But if I was to look outside of our division, I know everybody in Seattle hates this guy, including me sometimes, but you have to respect it. Tom Brady and those guys looked pretty doggone good yesterday. it's hard to go against that man. I know people hate him because he beat us, but he's beat a lot of people. It's like you're seeing greatness at his finest right now. So you have to be on the lookout for him. It's hard to go against him. So I would put Tampa in there. And if I had to do AFC, again, you know, electrifying team, you have to go with KC as well. Just looking forward to seeing what those guys can do. that's why we love the NFL, because there's no parity. You just every year in and year out, you just select, there's a few teams that you kind of expect to do well, but you never know. There's always another team behind them, you know, kind of pushing the charge, and you you know, kind of don't expect them to do what they're going to do. So I'm just excited that we can go watch games, and can be in person, and we get to watch some football.
Cliff, I have one more question for you. It's a silly question, but I look back on that Super Bowl season. I have so many great memories as a fan. For you, the first thought that popped in your mind, what's like one of the favorite memories from that season? Because, I mean, it had to have been just such an incredible experience for you guys as players. Could be something on the field, off the field, at the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl. But what's something that just you just always look back on in that time of your life and being like, man, that was a great memory?
Ooh, man, so many. I guess the first thing would be my, this is going to be selfish, I guess, or I'm going to talk about myself a little bit, is so that year, 2013 season, I missed the first game against Carolina because I had a pulled hamstring, and I was kind of doubting myself a little bit, but that following week, we played San Francisco. It was a night game. I want to say Sunday night game, and I got my first sack fumble as a Seahawk, and hearing the 12s go crazy, yeah. I was like, "Oh yeah, this is going to be great!" Like I've never had this type of cheering going on after, you know, a big play or anything like that. So just being able to play in front of the 12s for the first time, I think, was probably one of the greatest moments for me as an athlete. You know, and hats off to the 12s, hats off to Seattle, but that was one of those plays that stick out in my head.
Dude, I'm excited now with that, you know, obviously with Jamal Adams coming back this season healthy, new contract, and this is the first time he'll be playing in front of the 12s, and that's going to be a great experience for like him that feeds off of that energy.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, yeah, I don't care if you're hype, super hyper like Jamal, or, you know, super conservative and kind of, you know, keep your feelings and emotions inside. Playing in front of those 12s brings the best out of you. You know what I mean? It's just so much energy. You really feel like a rock star for 60 minutes. You know what I mean? These people are going crazy for you. So, you know, I'm excited to see Jamal and how he turns up, you know, maybe even another notch playing in front of the 12s. I think it's going to be nuts to see him and Diggs and those guys on the back end get active back there. It's going to be a great season. I really do believe that.
I'm looking forward to it, Cliff, and man, it's so good to hear you just, you know, and just have great reminiscence about all the time you played here. And, you know, again, we fans, we sometimes forget that this place is special. I you know, I didn't even think about the fact that, yeah, some players have to play in front of fans, and almost it's like, do they even care that you're playing sometimes? So, yeah.
I've been there before. I've been there before in Detroit. You know, some fans come and you know, they're there to watch football, but they're not necessarily there to cheer. The 12s get active, man. They it's nothing like it. You do get a little spoiled sometimes, you know, player or fan, but we have to recognize what we have here is something special.
Yeah, definitely. And don't forget, man, Cliff is doing great stuff for the community. And check out the 8th Annual Dining to Make a Difference, Monday, September 20th at the Dockside at the Dukes. And some of your favorite Seahawks, man, they're going to be serving you a 3-course dinner. It is going to be awesome. All the proceeds benefiting the Cliff Averill Family Foundation. You want more info, you want to get those tickets, go to CliffAverillFamilyFoundation.org. And Cliff, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it as well.
Oh man, I'm excited, Steve. It gets me excited.
Yeah, like, you know, all right.
Yeah, and of course, you know, he and Walt both talked about our tough division, so I really want to take that into account in case, you know, I mean, you know, the start isn't fantastic. It's like, well, we got a tough division, maybe the toughest in football.
Two words for you, BJ.
Yeah?
Go Hawks.
Oh, wow. Oh, you gave me the sexy version, too.
Of course, that's the only one I can find.
It's the only one we need.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.